I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
Extreme, potentially dangerous weather is affecting a large portion of the United States this week, with flooding on the East Coast and heat advisories and fires on the West Coast. With temperatures in Phoenix, Arizona expected to reach over 115, Phoenix Assistant Police Chief Shelley Jameson says hikers need to take note.
Occasionally you get somebody out here who doesn't know what they were in for. You know, it's something that you can prepare for, and I don't know if you ever get used to it.
Today, while speaking in Kansas City, President Trump had high praise for Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. Hawley is running against Claire McCaskill in a tight Senate race in Missouri. Hawley was asked earlier today on Fox News what it means to have the president behind him.
Oh, delighted. I mean, I'm delighted to have his endorsement in this race, delighted to have his support, his record. He was voted for by 20 points by the people of Missouri. And, you know, after all this time, Claire McCaskill still hasn't gotten it. President Trump wins by 20, but Claire McCaskill won't support him on any major issues. She won't even meet with his Supreme Court nominee, Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Senator Rand Paul met with President Trump on Monday to discuss the fact that once you leave a government job with the intelligence community, you still have access to top secret information. Former CIA Director John Brennan is an example of someone who has clearance, although he is a civilian. Senator Rand Paul was asked the president's thoughts on Brennan.
I think he's not real happy with Brennan and the others for basically, I mean, does anybody remember 5 or 10 years ago when people retired from the CIA, they might go on television, but they sort of act like statesmen, they act like retired statesmen, and they would weigh in on affairs from 60,000 feet, but you didn't have them saying, rah, 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 vote Democrat. You didn't have them calling the president words like disgusting and disgraceful.
No, absolutely not.
And so this is so over the top that something's got to be done, and these people do not need to be privy to secrets because they might be using these secrets for partisan purposes. I don't think you should reveal secrets to people who are calling the commander-in-chief treasonous. I don't think there's many people in America who are going to disagree with that judgment, that we would continue to give secrets to a person calling the president treasonous. So I do think that the American people are going to agree with him on this. And I would probably just go even further and say that really ex-CIA agents, once retired, should no longer have top secret clearance.
Brennan has been a frequent critic of President Trump, although Paul believes everyone who leaves their government post should lose their clearance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Hoo-wah! I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you for joining us. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's up, Josh?
Just reconnecting with a part of my childhood soon, Colonel, by taking my boys to their first professional wrestling event. I used to refer to it as an athletic male soap opera, but it's not just the guys anymore. The women have the spotlight too. Unlike war and front lines of freedom, my boys know it's all fugazi. But as with our program today, we hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, that's good. Glad you did that. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby looks, well, serious. We'll hear from him as he states some warrant wisdom. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is here looking strong and military. What's up, Skip?
Well, Colonel, I've been working out quite a bit lately.
Oh, really?
Yep. Yep, it's wood cutting time. Last winter, I ran out of firewood. I was about a month shy, so I got an early start. My 12-year-old son and I, we've been cutting firewood, hauling firewood, splitting firewood, stacking firewood. I'm starting to hate firewood.
I understand. So strong like ox, smell like bear.
Yeah, wet bear. Something
okay.
like that.
Okay, here's what we have for you today. On news and comment by the Colonel, I'm going to suggest that we all read the Constitution and then tell the name callers to shut up. Retired Marine General Arnold Pinero is going to join us to look at our relationships with NATO and Russia. You're going to like this. Then we're going to meet former Navy SEAL Mark Hertel, and we're going to share about his SEALs Odyssey tour. This is incredible. And then veterans Steve Elam and Bill Dietz will join us to discuss writing books and the books they've written.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We do welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or do it on Facebook. Now it's time for news and comment by the Colonel, and we'll start with the news. What's first, Josh?
The senior leadership at Army Command and General Staff College is pushing back on recent allegations that they discriminated against pregnant officers last year, barring them from attending the 10-month course. Brigadier General Scott F. Lant responded to a July 9 TaskAndPurpose.com article written by two female Army officers who alleged that school officials informed them and several other pregnant officers upon arrival at CGSC that, due to their physical state, they would not be allowed to attend. F. Lant told Military.com, quote, "No officer has been denied attendance at this course for being pregnant. Their slating and scheduling is adjudicated by that officer and the officer's assignments, but it's a question of how and when, not if," end quote. The article reported that the school leadership told Army Major Jenny Gunderson she could not start the course, and if she were to come back next week and not be pregnant, they would reconsider. According to the article, she asked if they were insinuating she should get an abortion, to which she received no response. General F. Lant said that CGSC is investigating this allegation. He said, quote, "It is unacceptable for anybody to infer or state that somebody should get an abortion. The command is looking into that, and they are conducting an investigation and will take appropriate actions based on the outcome of that investigation," end quote. Two others were also informed they would not be able to attend the course while pregnant. The article states, quote, "The school's reasoning for deferment and disenrollment was due to a policy regarding anticipatable absences. All three successfully fought the policy and graduated," end quote. General F. Lant said it is clear the situation was mishandled, adding that students have long-term absences for many reasons, such as severe injuries, illnesses, pregnancies, and operational requirements.
Let's ask the combat readiness question. How does having pregnant people in the military make us more combat ready? I suggest it does not.
After intense scrutiny on parts costs, our Air Force is 3D printing toilet seat covers for its cargo airlift planes instead of spending $10,000 to replace them. A service spokesman said, quote, "We now produce the latrine covers for the C-5 Galaxy using 3D printing. Using this new process allows us to make parts that are no longer in production and is driving major cost savings," end quote. The news comes after Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, demanded that the Defense Department's Inspector General investigate why the service was spending so much to purchase individual seat covers for the planes. Grassley last month queried the department on the egregious and wasteful spending after Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Acquisition Technology and Logistics, Will Roper, told Defense One in an interview The service was shelling out thousands of dollars each time to replace broken seat covers, instead of using 3D printing for a quick and less expensive fix.
I'm glad for this breakthrough. One wonders why it took so long to figure out how to acquire a cheap toilet seat.
Over 2,000 service members from 10 NATO countries practiced hunting for stealthy submarines off the coast of Norway, as Russia rapidly increases its deep-sea activities around the world. U.S. sailors took to the skies to search for submarines during Exercise Dynamic Mongoose, which ended just days before the recent NATO summit. 20 American sailors from Patrol Squadron 10 participated in the anti-submarine warfare exercise, along with a Navy P-8A Poseidon maritime patrol aircraft. The sailors joined service members from Canada, Denmark, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, Spain, Turkey, and the UK during the 12-day exercise. There were two submarines and three maritime patrol aircraft involved. The sailors faced a series of scenarios that rapidly got more complex, utilizing multiple surface and air units. This year's exercise challenged the participating units from very early on, encouraging focused training in task group level tactics. Retired Lieutenant Commander Tom Callender, who spent 2 decades in our Navy as a submarine officer, said, "That kind of training is essential as Russia invests in quiet new submarines that are incredibly difficult to detect." The Russians aren't just operating in the Black or Baltic Seas, he said. They're pushing into the Mediterranean and Atlantic, too.
It's good that NATO is having these kinds of exercises, but do note how small the exercise was. We had one patrol aircraft participate, that's it. This does reflect on how few operational aircraft and ships NATO has. I'm glad our president has pulled their chain about getting ready to defend themselves.
The Air Force awarded its first 5 R devices, recognizing the outstanding performance of drone operators contributing to combat missions remotely. The device was presented to 4 MQ-9 Reaper pilots and 1 sensor operator from the 432nd Wing at Creech Air Force Base in Nevada. The awards were presented for 3 separate operations against ISIS. The commander of the 432nd, Colonel Julian Cheater, applauded the 5 airmen, who received meritorious service medals and Air Force commendation medals affixed with the R device. In a statement, Colonel Cheater said, quote, "It is a great honor to recognize the contributions of these airmen. Much of the world will never know details of their contributions due to operational security, but rest assured that they have made significant impacts while saving friendly lives." End quote. The R device was authorized with clear specifications for each service last year and can be awarded for operations dating back to January 2016. It's a move on the part of the Defense Department to recognize the work of those who go above and beyond in support of military operations, sometimes from thousands of miles away from the battlefield.
It makes sense to recognize those who make significant contributions to the success of combat operations.
According to a cybersecurity research firm, an unidentified hacker tried to sell U.S. military documents containing information about combat drones after they were allegedly stolen from an Air Force officer's computer. The hacker sought buyers for maintenance documents about the MQ-9 Reaper drone, a remotely controlled aerial vehicle used by the Pentagon and other parts of the government to conduct offensive strikes or reconnaissance and surveillance operations. Discovery of the attempted sale of the stolen documents comes amid heightened concern about how our military secrets may be insufficiently protected from hackers. Military officials said the Pentagon's Inspector General was investigating a major security breach after Chinese hackers allegedly stole data pertaining to submarine warfare, including plans to build a supersonic anti-ship missile. There's been no evidence this hacker was affiliated with a foreign country.
That's bad news. But cyber leaks are not new. And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Front Lines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel and we'll enjoy some warrant wisdom. Then we'll talk challenges facing our nation with General Arnold Panero. At East Troops, take a break.
Spartan Ash holds a special place in its heart for Honor and Remember, and we're proud to sponsor Run for the Fallen as another way to honor those who paid the ultimate sacrifice and service to our country. Run for the Fallen is a 6,000-mile run taking place from April 7th to August 5th.
Each day, a team of runners will set out, stopping 1 mile at a time, to read the name of a fallen soldier out loud.
To join the Run for the Fallen as a volunteer or to show your support, visit runforthefallen.org.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. Every year we hear of new biological threats ranging from mutated flu viruses to full-blown worldwide pandemic. Always keep a 3-month supply of food, fresh water, and medical supplies inside your home. The only reliable defense against pandemic is to avoid human contact by staying inside your home until the threat is passed. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. A Front Lines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Honor and Remember. Our nation must never forget those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms. This is the mission of Honor and Remember, a nonprofit based in Virginia, with support from their national sponsor, Spartan Nash, the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and the fifth largest food distributor. Learn more about how you continue the mission at honorandremember.org. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. We vets took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. Our oath was not to support the President or Congress or even the land that composes our nation. The oath was to support the Constitution. Our Constitution isn't very long, just under 7,600 words, including all the amendments. What is surprising is how few people in our government seem to have read it. Clearly, it's a legal document that says what it says and doesn't say what it doesn't say. Our nation is not and was intended not to be a democracy. Our nation is a constitutional republic. A republic is a representative democracy where we send representatives to vote on issues for us. In these first two forms of government, the majority can take the rights, property, and even life from others by a simple majority vote. And a constitutional republic is a nation of laws, and that law is the Constitution. The government cannot vote to take away your constitutionally protected rights. The only way these rights can change is if there is a constitutional amendment passed by a significant majority, all the people in the nation, voting directly or through their elected representatives. Yet, there are people who don't see our Constitution as a legal document. They see it as some guidelines, general guidelines that may or may not be followed. They see the meaning of the Constitution not as the words that are written in it, but whatever the Supreme Court says the document means. This is screwy, but it's the basis of our latest mindless name-calling event, the recent nomination by our president of a new Supreme Court justice. The nominee made it clear that he views the role of the Supreme Court is not to make law, but to interpret the intent of the Constitution as written. The one big issue the hyper-liberals keep bringing up is that this justice may give the court the ability to override Roe v. Wade and end the now-considered constitutional right for women to have an abortion. Well, first, there's absolutely nothing in the words of our Constitution that even hints at anyone's right to an abortion. That law was created, made up from whole cloth, by the Supreme Court. And if you read the Constitution, you'll see that it says only the Congress can make laws. But I digress. The hyper-liberals say that this justice will vote to end abortion rights and take all rights away from all women. This is BS. Before Roe v. Wade, abortions were legal in the United States. It was up to the various states to decide if the people therein wanted abortion to be legal or not. Some did, some didn't. The end of Roe v. Wade would simply return the decision of legality of abortion to the states. How bad is that? So, what's my point? Well, in my not very humble opinion, the biggest danger to our nation today is the intolerance for and hatred of Americans by other Americans. I know very little honest, open discussion of topics and issues by people with differing views. What we see and hear is name-calling. We hear the attacking of the humanity of people who think differently than the wild-eyed name-callers. These folks speak about the importance of diversity, yet they are intolerant of people whose political preference and thinking is different than theirs. The intolerance all too often manifests itself in violence, and this is not America. It's not the America we fought to protect, and it's not an America that's capable of fighting to protect itself. Folks, the strength of our nation has always been the understanding that we are diverse in our thinking and performances and can talk and work with each other. If you don't like an elected official, don't call names. Get active politically and seek to replace that official with the next election. That's the American way. And that attitude helps us build a strong military that can protect our nation and our values and provide leadership in the world. Let's all be tolerant, proud Americans. And those are my comments today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom, and now we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
Thank you, Colonel. I'm actually at the National Principals Conference in Chicago, Illinois, and had a chance to sit down with Selective Service for the State of Illinois, the State Director, Colonel Tony Lieber. Colonel, welcome to Frontlines of Freedom.
Well, thank you. What an honor to be here.
Yeah, so Colonel, tell me a little bit. I know that that you're a former, well, I shouldn't say a former, maybe a retired Army guy is a better way to put it. Tell us a little bit, you know, what made you decide to join the military? What'd you do? Give us a little bit of your background.
Well, you know, I'm older than I look, but back when I was a kid, 17, the Vietnam War was going on, and I had an older sister, so all of her friends had gone to Vietnam, so we grew up just believing we were going to go to Vietnam because it went on for 10 years. So to show you my luck, all the men in my family were in the United States Marine Corps. So I enlisted in the Marine Corps when I was 17, and by the time that I would have had to have been drafted, they called off the draft. So I wouldn't have had to go in the first place. But so that's how I got in the military, because I thought I was going to get drafted anyway. And then I got injured a year and a half, 2 years later, and I was discharged from the Corps, which I love. And it took me 6 years to rehab, and I really enjoyed, in the meantime, I had gotten a job as a TV weatherman and a TV reporter, and the Army National Guard was looking for guys to be in the public affairs detachment here in Springfield, Illinois, that down south from here. So I had to pass all the physical tests and everything, and after 6 years I was able to qualify to get in the Guard, and I got a direct commission as a second lieutenant, and then I was in the Army Guard for 30-some years.
Wow, 30 years. Well, you know, we really do appreciate the service that you did with both the Marine Corps and the National Guard. And, you know, you didn't just sit in the National Guard for 30 years either. You kind of had a pretty interesting career, didn't you? You spent some time with the Selective Service as a reservist also, or a National Guard member, right?
You know, I saw more of the world in the Army National Guard than I did in the Marine Corps. I went to Afghanistan. I went to Kuwait. I've been to Bosnia, Croatia, Hungary, Panama. I mean, I've been all around. But one of my most fun assignments was being assigned as the commander of the Selective Service Unit here in Illinois. And I did that for about 10 or 12 years. Now that I'm retired from the military, I'm the state director.
That's great. So that brings us up at a very good point here. We're at the National Principals Conference. Why in the world is the Selective Service here?
Well, there's a couple of reasons why. We are looking for board members. Every county in the state, there's 102 counties in the state of Illinois, and we have at least one board made up of five board members in every county. So our job here is twofold. One is to look for potential board members to sit on these local boards, and the other is to try to find school registrars. So in the United States, it's a federal law that boys, or young men, I should say, 18 years of age have to register for the Selective Service System. And the numbers nationally are not good. And it's very important that we get those numbers up. So that's what we're doing here. So that's our double thrust at the Principals Conference.
Well, Colonel, so if somebody wants to get more information about how to be a local board member or to get their child, or I shouldn't say child, like you said, their 18-year-old, or you are 18 to 25 years old and need to register, what can they do? Where can they go to get more information?
Well, there's a couple things. The best thing is just to go to SSS.gov, which stands for Selective Service System.gov, and that'll answer all your questions. But let me briefly tell you what a board member does. Like I say, each county has at least five board members, and they are the people that will sit on a board, and during the times of a draft, you know, if there's ever a war and a need for a draft, these people will be the ones that decide what the deferment, if a deferment's going to be given, you know, those types of things. They're the ones that authorize those types of things. So if you are interested in being a board member, SSS.gov is where you need to be. And if you have an 18-year-old son, he needs to register. It is a federal law with the Selective Service System. Again, at SSS.gov, it takes like 3 minutes, and then you're done.
Well, Colonel, thanks a lot for being on the show here, and thank you for your continued service with the United States. And really appreciate your service in the military, and I'm proud to call you a friend.
Well, you're a good guy, and I appreciate knowing you, buddy. Thank you very much.
From Chicago, Illinois, for Front Lines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thank you, Roland. I really appreciate you. Straight ahead on Front Lines of Freedom, General Arnold Panero will discuss our relationship with NATO and Russia. Then we'll learn about the SEALs Odyssey Tour with Mark Hertel. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You are standing tall with the Front Lines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, we're doing pull-ups. Let's do 25, then stand at ease. LuLaRoe is comfortable, affordable fashion for women, men, and kids. Sold by tens of thousands of small business owners across the U.S., including many military families. Founded by entrepreneurs seeking a career that allows more freedom to be at home with their families, LuLaRoe is sold at in-home pop-up parties and on social media VIP pages. Check out a sampling of the unique prints and patterns in dresses, tops, leggings, and skirts at LuLaRoe.com and follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
USA Radio News.
The Trump administration has a plan ready to send billions of aid to farmers who have been caught in the crossfire between President Trump's trade disputes with China and the United States. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Jody Arntz is talking to farmers in Iowa.
We have seen that America's farmers and ranchers are being caught in the crosshairs. And what Iowa farmers, what I've heard from them, is they would rather see trade, not aid.
Today, the United States' ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, delivered remarks at the UN Security Council meeting on the Middle East. Haley talked about some of the international media's double standards.
While the international media pays very
very careful attention to every step Israel takes in self-defense. We must not lose sight of the very real damage that is being done to Israel from terrorist attacks coming from Gaza.
President Trump is in Kansas City today giving a speech at the VFW National Convention. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Troops, welcome back to the nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show a retired Marine General, Arnold Pinero. Arnold also spent some years working in the U.S. Senate's Armed Services Committee. He does understand how our military is run. Welcome aboard, Arnold.
Danny, great to be back.
Hey, it's fun. Arnold, give our listeners a quick review of your military service and your time as a Senate staffer.
Well, I started my career in Vietnam as Marine Infantry Platoon Commander, a grunt, and finished up as the Commanding General of the 4th Marine Division, the largest division in the Marine Corps. And in between, worked in the U.S. Senate, particularly the Senate Armed Services Committee, serving as the staff director of that committee, the committee that provides all the authorization for funding for our Department of Defense. And have been in the business world since I left the U.S. Senate about 20 years ago.
So you're not bored?
I am not bored, and the world, as we've talked many times, is as unpredictable and as dangerous as we've ever seen it. So for those of us that are concerned about national security, a full-time job.
It sure is. Okay, our topics today are first NATO and then Russia. Our president has recently visited both NATO and in Russia. Let's start with NATO. Since for decades we've carried the load for keeping NATO healthy, funded, strengthened, everything. I guess they're just used to us doing that, but the rules have changed, and things are a little upset over there, aren't they?
Well, Danny, what I think is important for our listeners is to separate the issue of what I call burden sharing, and that is who's paying for what in NATO, and two, the role and importance of NATO. Let me start with the importance of NATO, which is probably the best and the most successful military alliance in history. And as our Secretary of Defense, Jim Mattis, has said, if it didn't exist today, we would want to invent it. And the reason for that is it was originally signed by President Truman in 1949, and we just come out of finished the most devastating world war in history. And NATO has proved crucial during the entire Cold War period to push back against the Soviet Union and the Warsaw Pact and to stand, you know, for freedom and democracy that we fought and My fathers and your fathers and many people's grandfathers fought against the tyranny of communism and Hitler and fascism and Soviet expansion. I would also add that after the Cold War was over, our NATO allies have stood by the United States in operations that we thought were important in Bosnia and Kosovo. They were the first to come to our aid, and when we went and had to go into Afghanistan after 9/11, Iraq and Libya. So I have been privileged as a military officer to serve in NATO on many tours, to serve with many of the countries that belong to NATO, and so I know of its importance. And with that, let me stop before I get to the burden setting and see if you have any questions or comments, since that was a long answer.
Well, yeah, that is important. And certainly we needed it back when the Soviet Union existed, and it certainly serves a continuing function today. So, yes, it plays an important role. And, yeah, I think I'd agree with Secretary Mattis. If it didn't exist, we'd want it to exist. The challenge is now phase two, the burden sharing.
And I would say the president is spot on that dimension. And I would add that my old boss, Senator Sam Nunn, who was considered one of the greatest champions of NATO, every year he was in the Senate, he was pushing the NATO allies to do more. He had all kind of amendments that our Pentagon and the NATO alliance used to refer to as the bad Nunn amendments, because they were saying you've got to spend 3% and meet your 3% pledge. And so I think you can be recognize the importance of NATO, recognize the fact that as a military alliance, it's really essential to our own national security. But at the same time, our allies that are members have to do their fair share. And the president is correct that many of them, if not most of them, aren't doing that. And so we need to continue the pressure there as he is doing. And I should add that not only do you and I agree NATO is important, not only does my old boss Sam Nunn agree it's important, and Jim Mattis agree it's important. The U.S. Congress, actually both the Senate, passed a resolution 97-2 right before the summit occurred, reinforcing how important NATO is. So we need to keep it as a military alliance, but we also need to keep the pressure on our allies to pay their fair share. And the president is also correct. Germany, which I've had the privilege of serving with German troops, I've had the privilege of knowing some of the great German military leaders as well as political leaders. They are a robust economy, and they certainly are in a position to step up the pace, as the president has indicated. So, again, you can be for putting pressure on NATO allies to do their fair share, but at the same time, we should not underestimate the importance of keeping NATO together.
That's very, very true. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing threats to our nation with General Arnold Pinheiro. And you know, Russia seems to be a threat, but in NATO, we don't know who the next threat will be now or 10 years from now or 20 years from now. And they're a great alliance. And one of the things we have done over the years is we've carried the ball. We had troops over there more than we needed. We paid funds for things, and we let them get away with lower amounts. So in a little bit, we're like the parent who wouldn't discipline their kids, and suddenly we've decided that it's party time, it's time to grow up. That's an awkward situation, but it's not an evil one.
But Denny, you've nailed it. That is exactly the situation we're in, and they should do more, they can do more, and they must do more. But at the same time, we've got to recognize that we need allies. We need friends. The world's an extremely dangerous, unpredictable place. Russia is not our friend. China is not our friend. Iran is not our friend. North Korea is not our friend. ISIS is not our friend. And we need partners. We can't do it alone. There's no military operation that we've been engaged in, say, the last 20 years that's not involved, both joint on the U.S. side, but also with our allies and partners. And for the foreseeable future, we're not in the position to go it alone. And so NATO remains critically important to our own national security. But as you've mentioned and summarized it perfectly, they've got to do more.
And they do. Do you sense that the direction that we're headed, the way the president has approached NATO, is the right one, is going to lead us to the right solution, to the right results?
I believe his pressure on burden sharing and asking them to do more is pushing NATO and the alliance in the right direction. I believe his questioning of the validity of the alliance, questioning of the value of the alliance, questioning Article 5, where we've all agreed that if there's an attack on one, it's attack on all, we come to their defense. I don't believe that is as useful as his comments about asking them to take up more of the burden of the common defense.
Agree totally. So NATO is our younger brother that we need to encourage to grow up a little bit, but still our brother. Fair summary?
That's correct. You're absolutely correct. That's a very good way of putting it. And by the way, they've come through, just like the ANZUS alliance we have with Australia and New Zealand. Australia and New Zealand have deployed forces. I fought with Australian and New Zealand forces in Vietnam. I've served with Australian New forces in the first Gulf War. I've served with them, you know, when I got called up and mobilized after 9/11. And so these alliances are important. And through thick and thin, through different administrations and different presidents, our allies have stood with us. And so it's really important that we not lose sight of the fact that these are longstanding security relationships that have to be nurtured. And, you know, just like we would treat our younger brother, kick him in the rear when he needs a kick in the rear, we're not going to make him homeless and throw him out and never talk to him ever again.
Very nicely put. Our next topic in our next segment is Russia. And I think that it's safe to say that Russia is the threat to NATO at the moment. Is that a fair statement?
It is a fair statement, and particularly a fair statement given that Putin is the same as Joe Stalin. He's one of the most ruthless, evil people that has ever populated our planet. I agree with Senator Tom Cotton, who's a military guy who served in Afghanistan and Iraq and actually is a big supporter of the president. But he basically said Putin is a committed adversary who violates arms control treaties, invades Ukraine, takes over Crimea, assassinates political opponents and journalists, and props up the murderous Assad in Syria. So that's who Putin is and who we're dealing with. And he would not hesitate. They want to go back to the old Soviet empire. They want to expand their borders. That's why they're in the eastern Ukraine. He would go into the Baltics in a minute if he thought he could get away with it. And I worry a little bit that maybe he's gotten some recent encouragement. He certainly took over Crimea. He certainly has been a thorn in our side when it comes to the Middle East. And he's someone that's an intelligence thug and one whose word can't be trusted.
Yes, sir. Folks, there's more to discuss about Russia and NATO, and Arnold will stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. It's push-up time, troops. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do every day. Then take a break, but stay in the area. We'll be right back. United American Patriots defends U.S. service members who are wrongfully accused of a crime in combat. This includes providing resources for legal representation during investigations, court martials, the funding of experts, post-trial clemency and hearings, appeals, providing stipends during incarceration, funding family member travel, and facilitating reintegration into civilian society upon release from incarceration. Check UnitedPatriots.org.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with General Arnold Pinaro about threats to our nation. We've discussed NATO, and we're talking about Russia now. You know, in what some ways, Arnold, we work with Russia in space, space stations and stuff like that. They are a major power. We can work with them. But as you were pointing out at the end, I like to say they're in empire growth mode, just like many of the empires were 100, 200, 300 years ago. And they're looking out for number one, which is not unreasonable. Many nations should do that. But they're a threat to us, aren't they?
They are correct. They are a threat. But Denny, as you point out, they're a strategic foe. They're a strategic adversary, militarily and now politically, not economically. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't try to work with them and talk to them. We talked to Russia and worked with Russia at the peak of the Cold War. You know, it's always important to keep a dialogue open, but you've got to know who's on the other side of that dialogue and temper your expectations accordingly. And you can't and should not trust a thug like Putin. But we certainly need to work with them, just like we need to work with China. But we need to have a clear understanding that China basically wants to take over the world. There's no getting around that economically and politically, maybe not militarily. And they're a economic adversary, they're a political adversary, and they're rebuilding their military in some areas, have capabilities that are better than the United States of America, and that is very worrisome. And Russia is rebuilding their military.
But Russia, certainly the talks that the president and Putin have had and are having, can lead to some levels of cooperation. Anything we can do to keep things under control by negotiations makes sense, but we still have to have our guard way up, don't we?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of hand-wringing out there now because it's not clear, you know, what was discussed. And without question, Russia meddled in our elections. Russia tried to undermine our democracy. They're trying to undermine NATO. And anybody that doesn't believe that doesn't support, you know, Dan Coats was appointed by President Trump, not President Obama. And Dan Coats and all the current leaders of our intelligence said Russia meddled in our election. And Dan Coats said, that, you know, recently they're continuing to meddle. And everybody in DOD knows this. And everybody understands that we need to basically do something about it. And a guy like Putin, who's like Joe Stalin and who's a KGB thug, who Putin is, all he understands is strength. All he understands that, you know, he sees that he can get away with murder right now. And I think we need to send a strong signal that the U.S. is going to have a forceful response. The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell made a comment in recent days that I think was very appropriate. He said, look, we all know they meddled in our election. We all know that they're thinking about meddling in the 2018 election, and they better not or suffer the consequences. That's the right approach to Putin and Russia when it comes to our own democracy.
And I think our president is pretty good at looking people in the eye and telling them that, which is probably the most effective way to do it.
If he actually would do that, it's not clear to me that that has happened, and that worries me a lot.
And that's
again, I think he did the right thing by talking to the Russians. Look, we've got some areas of mutual interest. I mean, they're concerned about terrorism. We're concerned about terrorism. They profess to be concerned about nuclear proliferation. We certainly are concerned about nuclear proliferation. I don't know that they're putting as much pressure on Iran and North Korea as they should. But on the other hand, it's not clear from the news reports. I wasn't there and we don't have them. And it's not clear from the press conference that he actually was as tough as he should have been on Putin when it comes to meddling in our election.
Well, that's true. And what we have to do is hope that if he wasn't, he will be.
Right.
But certainly he can be. He knows how to.
He certainly does. And he certainly, I don't get too excited as some people do about how tough he is on NATO on the burden sharing, because he ought to be tough on burden sharing. And you can still maintain a strong alliance and also tell everybody that you got to pay your dues and you got to pay your taxes. I mean, you don't get to be, there are a lot of organizations probably you and I belong to over the years or people belong to that, you know, are great organizations, but if you don't pay your dues, they're going to tell you, hey, you're no longer a member. And so it doesn't mean the organization is not important, but that's so I think the president can do both of the things you and I have discussed, both when it comes to NATO, when it comes to Russia. We've got to make it very clear across the political spectrum from our business leaders, from our political leaders, in the executive and legislative branch from our military leaders to Putin that he can't meddle in Western democracies and get away with it.
Indeed. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing NATO and Russia with General Arnold Pinaro. We can't be surprised that anybody isn't trying to mess with our country in a billion different ways. China certainly is. Everybody is. And I suspect our CIA is probing into other countries, too. But we've got to, once it becomes obvious, there's got to be a confrontation. And we've got to be building our defenses so that we can catch it and confront it. What do you make of the charges against 12 Russians that just came out of the congressional?
Well, that's a Justice Department indictment. And, you know, not being an expert in that area, I know our Justice Department doesn't bring indictments lightly. They certainly wouldn't bring indictments. But to me, this is a watershed event because it's an indictment of Soviet or Russian military intelligence operatives that were hacking and meddling in our election at the direction of the Soviet leadership or the Russian leadership. So this is a similar event. It makes it very clear that they were hacking in and trying to affect our democracy. And I think this is just another piece of evidence of what the intelligence community has been telling everybody. And now we have sufficient evidence to indict them. So that shows that our intelligence people were just making some of this stuff up. We have in the justice system, this is now not on the executive branch in terms of the intelligence community. This is our judicial system indicting people for criminal activity. And these are Russian military people working out of a military headquarters and with great specificity that they've, you know, indicted these people.
Okay, so good. That shows us that we are looking into this. We are paying attention to it. We are giving it the attention that it demands.
Right. I think on the judicial side, we are.
Now, the challenge is, how does one stay on top of the electronic warfare, the hacking, all that sort of stuff? That's a never-ending worry.
And I will say neither the Obama administration or previous administrations nor the current Trump administration is on top of cyber. On a bipartisan basis, people in the Congress and in the business community have complained that the U.S. does not have a coherent cyber strategy. Now, the Pentagon is telling us they've been working on one, at least as it relates to the Pentagon, and they hope to roll it out in the very near future. But look, this is something that affects every one of us in our day-to-day lives. There's very little that anybody does today that isn't done using the Internet and using computers and using the cyber world. And our economy is tied to that. Look at what happened, you know, in recent weeks when Amazon had a big sale and their computers went down and people got very frustrated by that. But most everything in the finance world is now done electronically. A lot of all our communications are done electronically. So cyber is extremely important, and it's an area of significant vulnerability to our military. Space is another area. I mean, that's another area the president has gotten out in front of that in a good way and said, look, we need to make sure that we're serious about our adversaries trying to take away our advantages that we've had in space, both commercially and militarily, all these years. I mean, all our verbal communications on our iPhones or cell phones or whatever you use, that's all tied to space. Our precision navigation, that is the strength of our military, is all tied to space. And our adversaries are catching up, and not only catching up, but going ahead, but threatening some of our key assets in space. So cyber and space are two areas where we have just got to, as a country, stay on top of it, get out in front of it, and recognize this is a huge vulnerability for our country. Quantum computing is another area where we're worried about China and how far advanced they are in quantum computing, which is tied to encryption, which we have had the advantages of our country being able to work in that space. But we get to the point where they've got better computing power than we have. We aren't going to be able to operate as effectively as we need to. So these are big worry beads for the future. Cyber, space, quantum computing.
Well, the issue is things aren't going to be boring. We've got to stay alert. And we need our military to be strong. Arnold, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation. I appreciate you, brother. I look forward to having you back on in the future.
Likewise, Colonel. Coming your way. Same sentiments.
Now it's time for our Stand Tall Troop Report. This is when we find an outstanding performance of duty, and we're privileged to honor this fine troop. Air Force Master Sergeant Robert Gutierrez isn't worried about the discord surrounding his Air Force Cross Award. Quote, I'm more thankful to be alive, actually, than anything else, he told reporters during a briefing at the Pentagon. Gutierrez was speaking at the Department of Defense's Lethality Series, which showcased the evolution of battlefield airmen. Over the years, Gutierrez, a combat controller, qualified as a special forces operator, combat diver, and parachute jumper, among other specialties, has gotten questions about his 2011 Air Force Cross Award, which some experts argue should have been a Medal of Honor. Then Staff Sergeant Gutierrez was part of a U.S. Army Special Forces and Afghan National Army Commando team in Herat Province, Afghanistan, when Taliban fighters closed in on October 5, 2009. During the four-hour firefight, Gutierrez was shot, suffering a gunshot wound to the upper shoulder and triceps muscle, left chest and lateral muscle that resulted in two broken ribs, a broken scapula, a softball-sized hole in his back, and a collapsed lung, according to an Air Force release. But because he needed his radio, Gutierrez refused to take off his body armor to be treated by the medics, instead allowing the medic only to relieve the chest cavity of blood once in a while. He would take in enough air to call in danger close strikes from F-16 Fighting Falcons and A-10 Thunderbolt II close air support aircraft. Only 10 Air Force crosses and 44 Silver Stars have been awarded to airmen in the global war on terrorism. So, stand tall, Master Sergeant Gutierrez, front lines of freedom, and all of our nation's patriots salute you. This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour with former SEAL Mark Hertel at his Protectors Tour. Then we'll discuss some great novels with two vets who are authors. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America Report. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, it's warm outside. Go out and run a couple miles of wind sprints, then grab some protein and rehydrate with water. Finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.
Sergeant Dale Beatty was wounded by a roadside bomb.
Swift 1-2 is en route with urgent HVAC to Mercy. ETA approximately 35 minutes. How copy?
Now begins the most important journey of his life.
Roger, Swift 1-2.
From the battlefield to home. Home to some very good medicine. His family's love. They'll be staying together at one of the many Fisher Houses to help Dale get better and return to his life. Fisher House Foundation provides comfortable housing and other services to the families of wounded warriors and veterans while they receive care at military and VA hospitals. Fisher House is among the highest rated charities, with 95% of donations going to help our military families in their time of greatest need. Remember those who serve and sacrifice. Consider a tax-deductible gift to Fisher House. Fisher House, because a family's love is good medicine. Go to fisherhouse.org for more information.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump spoke in Kansas City at the VFW National Convention. The president had a message for everyone who served in the Korean War.
I know we're joined today by many incredible veterans of the Korean War. Thank you for your courageous service. We're also working to bring back the remains of your brothers in arms who gave their lives in Korea. And I hope that very soon these fallen warriors will begin coming home to lay at rest in American soil. That's starting the process.
The Sexual Offenders Assessment Board is recommending to the court that Bill Cosby be classified as a sexually violent predator. Following his conviction, state law requires Cosby to register as a sex offender, and the possible predator classification would result in increased treatment in prison and increased notification of neighbors when and if he is released. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin.
veteran, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Survivors of the Las Vegas massacre sounded off on the lawsuits filed against them by MGM Resorts International. Brian Claypool is a victim in the attack, and he's also an attorney who's representing other victims as well. He has a message for MGM.
My question to MGM is, how deep into this swamp do they want to go by suing victims? I mean, how low do they want to kick the victims? In my opinion, both as a victim of the shooting and a lawyer, I'm co-counseling with Robert Eglett on these cases. I mean, this is a bullying tactic and an intimidation tactic to dissuade or discourage these victims from filing this lawsuit, plain and simple.
Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot is the fifth highest ever at $512 million. A one-time lump sum payment cash option would be right around $300 million. Of course, your chance of hitting the jackpot is really slim, one in 300.